real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
It's your good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Brought to you by the most trusted jeweler in Las Vegas, Mike Lee Minden Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store. Sure, we've all heard these stories before, or something just about like them, but why not? A DoorDash driver in New Hampshire got stopped for driving on a suspended license, so the cop went, well, can't let this food go to waste, and delivered her last order for her. Cop shows up at the door with a McDonald's bag. Can you? Oh, the guy at the door felt bad because he didn't tip the cop. Kayla, can you tip a cop?
I think so. I think you tip a cop.
What's the difference between that?
And if you like, you give them like a little thing, like a thank you card with money in it at the end of the year, like around Christmas time. What's the difference between
they're
that?
They're not taking that either. I don't think they're taking that either. No, because then if you're doing five over and somebody goes, hey, here's a little something for next time I see ya. maybe not. Okay, now the next story that you just, see, that wasn't so bad.
There is a great grandmother in Massachusetts that just claimed a $1 million lottery prize 5 days after she retired.
Nice. Yes.
Right? She just wanted to be clear that the win did not prompt her to actually, like, retire, that she did retire the 5 days. Yeah. So.
She'd already retired.
It's pretty good.
Well, maybe it really is time, great-grandma, because, no, we're aware you already retired almost a week earlier. So this is fantastic. I don't know why we're only hearing about this now, but it took over a year to settle Diane's... It took over a year to settle the estate. So the drawing, they got all the names of the people that just randomly showed up.
That's so funny.
Who wants a car? The drawing just happened. Diane's nephew called Gabriella the, quote, perfect winner. Because a young girl starting her life as Diane's was ending. It worked out perfectly. The circle of life. It's the circle of life.
That's cool.
Now, on the flip of that, Gabriella says that she's always wanted a Beetle, and it's her dream first car.
It's so adorable.
I was totally not on board. Now I totally am on board, and those are your good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Throw a parade today.
I'm so excited.
We haven't had a chance to talk about this necessarily. Kayla was off at a wedding in Iowa. How was that?
The Iowa wedding was great. Lots of corn. Lots of corn.
Turns out, it's amazing how these things work out sometimes. I don't know if anybody else is this way. I get an idea in my head of what other parts of the country are going to be like.
Yeah.
And then they turn out to be just like the rest of the country. You know, we really are. We're kind of homogenized now.
Sure.
I think when I go down to the South, that there's going to be like, you know, dirt roads.
No. It's a little more developed than that now.
No, not at all. However, there are some times when the truth really is the reality. And man, in Iowa is just from what I understand. I've never been, but Iowa's Iowa.
Iowa's 100% corn, like through and through. I was shocked because we had to fly into Des Moines, which is the capital, and then we had to drive 2.5 hours to Cedar Rapids for the wedding. And so we're like, we get on this road called the 80.
Sure.
And then.
Sure.
But there's no exits.
Yeah.
But there's no exits for 20, 30 miles at a time. Like, there's no exit. So it's like, but there's no signage that says, like, hey, no exit for 30 miles. Like, might want to get gas now.
Are we leading up to the story of how you had to pee?
Oh, no.
Okay, because usually that's where that comes from.
I got way better on road trips. I used to be the person that wouldn't go to the bathroom, and then we'd be 10 minutes in. I'm like, hey, can we go to the bathroom? So we're good.
Yeah, sit up straight. That helps.
Yeah.
I've learned.
Yeah.
Don't pinch your bladder.
Engage your core.
Right, exactly. Good. Here's what's funny. So we see each other, you know, we see each other every day. But Kayla doesn't get all dolled up and whatnot to come in here. Why? What for? For me? Are you nuts? So you were like all dressed up and all made up and everything. I was like, who's this girl with Buddy? And does Kayla know? Does Kayla know that he took this picture? And I went, it's Kayla. It's, yeah, it's just, yeah. You looked great. It's a nice way of me saying you look great.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. Because you're right. I never get dolled up to begin with. I live in like athleisure clothes. That's exactly, you know. So why am I going to brush my hair out and curl it and do all that stuff?
Can confirm.
Yeah.
can confirm. So what's funny is we've talked about doing more things with cameras and stuff like in here. Will that change your preparation?
Probably.
I'm sorry.
It's fine. It is what it is. I'll just find a really good, like, straight hair look and go with that for a while so I don't have to, like, curl it every day.
They redecorated Kayla's studio. So it's got Chet Buchanan Show logos all over it now. And so now we got to do something with it.
I know. Gotta make it look more presentable. Right now, my walls literally were plain white walls and, like, two computer screens. Yeah. That's it.
And it was funny because I've nudged in that direction.
Yeah.
And we've never really said, hey, we should do something. And then literally like a week ago, we said, hey, what do you think? And they were like, we're on it. Pretty cool. There's a parade today downtown. Well, not downtown. Sorry. Down on the strip. I don't know why I even said that. I have no idea why I said that. And if there's anything that makes me crazier than when people call the strip downtown when you've just moved here, or if you're a tourist and you're going to argue with me about where downtown is.
Every flight, if I'm sitting next to a random person, they're like, yeah, we're going to go downtown. And I go, oh, where do you like to go? Cosmo? That's not downtown.
It's not downtown,
no.
Yo. If you're talking about Circa, now we can talk. Okay? Talk about Fremont Street, downtown.
Yeah.
Anyway, strip today, 5 o'clock. Get there. They're going to open Toshiba somewhere between 2:30 and 3. For you to get in, and we expect full chaos.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to be great. Weather's going to be perfect. Although, not for nothing, walking outside this morning before the sun had come up, I was like, whew, okay, it's fall now. Because we're so spoiled and soft. That 75 degrees is like, give me a jacket.
Honestly, being in Iowa and it was chilly there, I think the high every day was like 55, 56, somewhere around there or whatever. Like coming back and then it was warm yesterday, obviously, and then having that little bit of chill this morning, I go, oh, that's nice.
I stand corrected, 58 right now. Grab a jacket. Travis Scott tickets coming up in a little bit. I believe Katy Perry tickets coming up in a little bit as well. And a big parade to sell the back-to-back championships for the Aces, and man, just incredible.
Oh, so
hopefully,
good.
Hopefully we can see everybody there with the Chet Buchanan Show.
Hey. The Chet Buchanan Show, waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
Kayla, your dream is realized.
Who?
Sorry, no time to call. However, I don't know, they just pounded this out really quick. I was talking to my son the other day. Oh, no, I was talking to my dad the other day. Sorry, I misread this. I was talking to my dad the other day and said, hey, Dad, your birthday's coming up. What would you like for your birthday? He told me, you are old enough now that you don't need to buy me a birthday present. Is there an age? So, Kayla, I got a question.
Okay.
Actually, they have a question. Chase is their name.
Hi, Chase.
Has a question. When is the right age to stop giving birthday presents? Never.
Never.
I say never.
Yeah. I'll agree with you on that. There have been years that I did not get my dad anything, but it's because he buys himself whatever he wants. You know, correct. We're grown adults and you buy things for yourself. But like, for instance, last year, he didn't want anything for his birthday. He didn't want anything for Christmas. But I go, well, what can I get my dad? I can get him golf balls again, blah, blah, blah. No, I looked around and I said, your TV is so old. It's got like black spots.
Sure.
Like around it. So that's what we got.
Just
got
to keep your eyes open.
Because it was super cheap one day on Amazon Prime. So
and not for nothing. People go, oh, I just got you golf ball. Great.
Great.
Because if I'll actually use it, now if it's another tie that goes into my closet.
Yeah, right.
Well, maybe. Well, okay, wait a minute. Don't get too crazy. But No, I think always you're always happy for a gift, no matter what it is.
Especially if it's very thoughtful. The problem is that when you get older, thoughtful gifts are much more are much better than just.
Yeah, then I'm doing something just because I gotta.
Exactly. Obligatory gifts. Like people judge me all the time. You also know that I'm a big thing of don't get gift cards because I feel like gift cards can kind of gift cards, whatever. But I always get my dad a gift card for Father's Day because he really likes this one steakhouse in our hometown.
Yes.
And he never goes there other than special holidays. So I get him that gift card because I'm like, I can't be there, but here you go.
Get me a gift card.
Yes.
Get me a gift card. Please. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I'm literally, yeah, I wish I was better at present giving.
Yeah.
I'm still really great at present accepting. I'm still very good at present accepting. Liza, my parents don't want gifts, but if I don't get them a card for their birthday, I'll hear about it for the next year.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up. Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
We've never set official ground rules for this, have we? We've never really set official ground rules for this, have we?
No.
It's an informal, there's an unwritten rule to this show that, yeah, because I guess I've decided in my head, Kayla will press her button for her intercom in the other room.
Yes.
And she'll say, hey, and now she puts a little extra hot sauce on it because she knows I'll giggle. And she goes, I have a question. And the unwritten rule to this show is that, quite honestly, and it's only just because this is just kind of how it's evolved into it, is that whenever Kayla says,
I have a question,
stop everything.
Stop
everything. Because I'm like, okay, I'll play. Because I love improv and I love the idea. I love the idea of, okay, I have no idea what's coming. And I'm going to... This is kind of prime time for the show right now.
Sure.
7:15. This is a fairly important break. I know it doesn't always seem that way, but trust me. And so the idea that okay, let's go.
I have a dream that I have a question will permeate the valley. Like people will call up and go, I got a question.
Well, you're really setting yourself
up
now.
I know. Okay, so my question is...
Oh, I thought that was this question.
No.
Okay.
Are Lunchables acceptable to send as a, like, the actual meal at a kid's lunch anymore?
Well, this is a legit question.
It's a legit question. Can you send just a Lunchable?
See, the other challenge that I accept is that sometimes I have to try and spin this into something good. I'm sorry, what'd you just ask me?
Can you just send a Lunchable with you? So you think, like, a Lunchable is typically, like... crackers
as a school lunch?
Yeah, as a school lunch. Or do you have to send something like an apple or something like something else like a fruit or a veggie with it? Well, my friend who I was at the wedding with this weekend literally said, she goes, I sent a Lunchable the other day, and then we got a note a week later saying these are the categorical foods that you should send in with your child for them to have a nutritious lunch. And it literally like said like Lunchables. No, this is with the five food groups they need for a satisfying lunch in second grade. I was like, oh man, I thought Lunchables would be perfectly fine. She goes, yeah, but now I feel like I can't send just a Lunchable. Like, it's got like a little pizza on it, you know? Like, there's stuff. I grew up on Lunchables.
So. You know, I don't... I almost said, oh no, I'm going to say it. And you can yell at me if you want, and I'll accept it. But, you know, like, don't put in too much effort.
Is that a lazy thing? If you just give your kid a Lunchable in their pack, is that a lazy thing?
How old's your kid, Adrian?
He just turned 5 years old.
Adrian's our producer. Have you met Adrian yet? You will.
So he just turned 5 years old.
Lunchable.
And in my opinion, the Lunchable is okay, especially, Kayla, you said second grade. Which means they're supposed to be getting snacks throughout the day, so we can get a healthy snack here in the end. Yeah, they're supposed to get like two, at least two. One in
that's
the morning, one late afternoon.
Yeah, that's still a thing.
What's wrong with a snack? They don't take naps at a certain age, like once in second grade. I don't think there's naps, but there's snacks.
I'm just shocked. I don't remember getting snacks throughout the day.
It was, I remember around that time, you're totally right. I completely forgot about this, that like each week parents bring in like snack stuff.
But again, no, we had to eat dirt and sticks when I was a kid. And that's how old I am.
You're so ridiculous.
So you would, do you make your kids lunch?
The mom does, yes. Mom takes care of all that
stuff. Okay, I got you. And will she send Lunchables?
She's done it once or twice on a lazy day, but most of the time, I
get that.
What's the difference between making a Lunchable and making a sandwich? You know what I'm saying?
It's a little lazy.
Sodium content.
Yeah, fair for sure.
Enough. Yeah, no, there's...
Fair enough.
I would believe a sandwich is more... Now, my mother, I got peanut butter and jelly as much as I got anything else.
Yeah, we totally got that. I'm pretty sure I just got a bread and cheese sandwich most of the time, too. Like, my parents worked in government. They didn't make a lot of money growing up, so it was like... Bread and cheese. It's a little grilled cheese without the grilled action there, Kayla.
I love cheese sandwich.
I do still eat cheese sandwich. I don't.
I would.
I don't. It was growing up, it was a nightmare. So now it's
Mayonnaise House or Miracle Whip House?
Mayonnaise.
Yeah, we were Miracle Whip people.
Oh, God.
I know. I'm fine with both. But as a child, I was like, this mayonnaise. It was like,
so gross.
It's like I threw up in my own mouth.
Oh, man.
Gross. Sorry, I grossed a lot of people out with that. But that's how I felt.
So Lunchable's okay?
No. What? As a one-off. As a one-off.
You can't do it every day.
Not every day. I don't think so. But again, I'm not trying to be all high and mighty about this because I don't know anything about it.
She's also like a coupon queen and gets like a lot of that stuff on sale. So, you know.
Yes, you probably should throw in a piece of fruit. You probably should throw in a piece of fruit with it. And it just seems like the salt content is
alone every single day.
It's a little rough. I don't know. The kid has a heart attack by the time they're a junior in high school. But whatever. I don't know. 3, 2, 1.
Let's go. The Chet Buchanan Show. Waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Hello, Samantha Green of Green Valley Ranch.
Hi, how are you this morning?
Oh, pretty good. Oh, I'm so glad you asked me that, because I just remembered, I never remember to ask this. Your 177-second survey starts now. I have way more than three questions. So, all right.
Good, fine. Let's go.
Fine, we'll go with this. What was the absolute best part of your weekend?
Probably finding out about the Aces parade.
Yeah.
So exciting,
dude. You could have called me. I would have told you last week.
Okay.
Next time.
We didn't know what to expect, honestly, like, because of the construction of the strip. We're like, what are they going to do? And there was that kind of waiting game of what's going to happen.
I thought it was going to be a delay because of the F1 construction stuff.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was fun. I'll tell you this much. When we played game 3. And then game 4 was on Wednesday that they won and then everything. Then there was a game 5 for Friday, and Kayla was going to be gone, and so we were on vacation and all that. And I'm like, for a variety of reasons, I really don't want a game 5. So that was kind of the running joke. After game 3. Oh, no, we had games 1 and 2 at home, and then game 3 on the road.
Yeah.
But I texted with Kelsey Plum, and I said, I don't want to see you on Friday.
Yeah.
And they had told us that the parade was Monday. They had told us that. Keep that day clear. And I said, I don't want to see you on Friday. I want to see you on Monday. And it was fun.
That's so fun. Yeah,
I got back a heart emoji.
Aww. Nice.
Yeah, it's lovely. So good. So we'll see you. So we'll see you today then?
Yeah, I'll be there today.
Kayla, I think this is going to be obvious. What was the absolute best part of your weekend?
Some of our best friends, Nacho and Mary, got married. So that was very exciting.
I'll tell you your best moment. Dude, I'm telling you, Samantha, go on Kayla's socials. There's a picture of her and her husband. I was like, who's this chick with Buddy?
But Samantha knows this. That is, we took that photo but like 45 times and I found the best one. So like,
whatever.
Any chick knows that.
You look amazing. I was so proud of my friend. I was like, look at you, pal. Yeah. I couldn't wait to make a big deal today. The NF Hope concert was yesterday. We set a new record for fundraising.
Awesome.
13th year of NF Hope. It's for neurofibromatosis. I know you have never heard of it. And that's why we need to keep doing it, because it's a beast of a disease. and it needs help, and they're making progress.
Good.
So, yeah, and it was, and it's always, truly, it's an amazing show. For a Sunday afternoon in Vegas, it's just, it's another reason why this city is unlike any other.
Oh, I love that.
So yeah. we have it down at Myron's, down at the Smith Center.
And it was just incredible. Who did you see?
Just
every single person.
Yeah, there's just a bunch of, it's just like folks will just come out of the woodwork and perform, and it's really great.
Great.
Really, really good. My other question then, did you see the thing? Oh, we're out of time. I'm going to ask it anyway. Did you see the picture of this, what's the city that's making them take down the pole dancing skeleton?
Oh, I don't know the city. I don't know it either.
I got to look it up. Yeah. But anyway, some small town went sideways because of Utah, of course.
Well, maybe that's why it's such a huge deal, honestly.
We're in Utah, it doesn't say. It's probably outside of Salt Lake. Anyway, there's a skeleton pole dancing on a street sign. And then there's two other skeletons like in camping chairs holding up fake bills. And neighbors complained, and the city told him that he needed to take it down. If this was in your neighborhood, do you have to take down skeleton pole dancers?
I mean, I don't know. I feel like people should just express what they want to put out without someone always, like, a negative, you know, remark or, you know, feedback or something.
I get
that. I feel like every time something happens that someone doesn't like, they try to... I don't know.
You know, I feel about, so I don't like it because it was on the stop sign at the corner. I know that sounds really nitpicky, but that is 100%. You know, I love rules. And I go, that is a city.
It is against
sign
city code.
Grantsville, by the way.
Okay. So if it's not on the city street sign, are you okay with it?
No, I'm still not okay with it. However, I'm much more offended because of that.
I don't know. I don't.
It's right outside of Salt Lake, this place.
Yeah. Neighbors who liked the display have even dropped off their own decorations to add to it. others have said, I guess teaching our children respect, decency, and manners has gone by the side. For the record, the guy who put it up admits that it's a little risque, but it's just supposed to be fun. And he says if the kids understand what that is, and there, you know, maybe the problem is something else.
Do you think that this is better than a very scary display?
You know me, I don't have a problem with any of it. I think I don't have a problem with any of it.
What's worse?
And my mom would have gone, yeah, it's a stripper, whatever. And I'd have gone, what's a stripper? And she'd have gone, she would have told me. And then I'd have gone, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then I'd have gone off and played football.
That's fair.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, whatever. Oh, there is one more question. Now we're late. Travis Scott or Katy Perry?
Travis Scott.
Travis Scott, you got it. Congratulations.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
There's a bunch of relationship rehabs I'm sifting through. For the record, we haven't decided on one yet.
Yeah.
Well, we were off for a couple of days. There were a couple of things that slipped through the cracks.
I responded back to some people. I'm like, I'm really sorry. We're really busy right now. We'll try to get to them as quickly as possible.
I said to Kayla, which one you want to do? She goes, I don't know. Pick one. Which is usually what I say to her. She just beat me to it. I'm not very happy about it.
Well, and sometimes, honestly, you have to decipher if it's really ready for relationship rehab. That's what we run into a lot of times. Like, it's...
Everything I'm reading is, it's got to talk to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Ex-wife spreading lies online. This might be it. Hang on.
Did love that one.
I didn't read through it. Do you like it?
I do like it.
Good. I knew somehow I'd be able to make you pick.
The subject line alone is great. My ex-wife is spreading lies about me online. I'm like, oh, that sucks.
So you picked this?
Yes.
My streak is alive of not having to pick. We divorced 3 years ago. We were trying for kids for about a year, but to no avail. One day out of nowhere, she drops on me that she doesn't want kids. I tried telling myself maybe I don't want kids either. So I stayed to work on our relationship for another year and a half. That's when I decided to stop lying and come clean that I really did want kids. It's all over after that. Okay. I'm now in another relationship and engaged. My current partner and I are expecting. And she announced it on Instagram last month. Everything on social media is a press conference now.
It is.
A press release.
That's important, though. Like, we're like the gender reveal, whatever.
It.
Yeah.
I get it. But there are some people, I am pleased to announce. What? Sometimes I miss pictures of your lunch. Sometimes I do. Not very often, but sometimes. My current partner is a widow. Oh, she announced it on Instagram last month. Fast forward to last week. I went to a gathering with some friends on Saturday. As soon as I walk in, silence. One of my actual friends. Oh, man. This is fun.
That's very telling.
Well, because I haven't gone, again, I haven't read through this. So then when you notice certain that one of my actual friends pulled me aside and showed me something my ex-wife had said online. Dang. And even attached pictures of us. She said, wow, she said that I left her because she's infertile.
Ew.
Then she started explaining how she feels like all the progress she made is set back to zero because I announced I'm having a baby. Okay, I have two responses now. This was such a lie. I did not leave her because of that. I was very into exploring other options, but she did not want to. And I wanted to be a dad. We were incompatible at that point. That is why I filed for divorce. I don't want to stoop to commenting on the post, but I am at a loss. I haven't even told my fiance because I don't want to upset her. What should I do?
Oh, it's so torn because you want the truth to be out there. However, if you go on and you start a war on social media, who's the bad guy there?
Yeah, what do you do?
Las Vegas is waking up with the Chet Buchanan Show.
All my favorite songs, and it wakes me up in the morning.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m.
You guys are my favorite.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hang on, let me turn this on. That'll help.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I was talking to Justin. I'm like, hey, Justin. And I'm like, I can't hear anything.
Hilarious.
Justin, how are you?
Hi. Hey. I'm good. How are you?
Well, obviously, I'm struggling a bit.
I get it.
No, I'm good.
Very exciting.
I just didn't turn the mics on. I was already, I had my coffee ready, and I was ready to just hammer this out. This is pretty easy for me, actually.
Interesting. Not.
They divorced 3 years ago. They were trying for kids. She said, I don't want them. He says, well, maybe I don't want them either. Then about a year and a half later, he decides, no, I really do want them. And then they kind of talked about it, and then it was over after that, and they never came to a conclusion. So they ended up breaking up. He ended up leaving, we find out later.
Yep.
Obviously, that didn't sit well with her. Then now he's engaged moving forward. He's engaged 3 years later, and she and they're pregnant.
Yeah.
You know?
Good for them.
And now the ex is apparently... banging away online going, you left me because I was infertile. And then the friends picked up on it. And he doesn't know how to fight. He doesn't know how to fight it. Or if he should. And Justin, what say you?
Well, I think she's a little upset there that she didn't have the kids or couldn't have the kids. But I don't think, from something you had said, I don't think you should tell his current girlfriend that's pregnant. I think, it is what it is. Let it be. Just let it rest and get over it. Go their separate ways.
Yeah. Have fun at Katy Perry. Hang on 1 second. Kayla's been chomping at the bit. I'd almost say foaming at the mouth, but I haven't seen any evidence of that.
So we've not seen it. That's the thing. We've not seen the post that she goes on and rants about him.
So we've not seen foaming at the mouth, and we've not seen the post. Okay,
either of those things. The only telltale sign for me is that when he walked into this gathering, this party or whatever, mm-hmm. and everything went silent. It must be a scathing post along with photos because it made it awkward enough to when he walked in that everybody got quiet.
You're gonna love this. Can I tell you? Can I just add in?
Do it.
I don't care.
It doesn't bother you at all?
Nope.
I do feel like he needs to do something though. You shouldn't just let it sit out there that this woman raked you over the coals saying that you were the dirtiest human being alive.
So what do you do?
I think you kill it with kindness, personally.
Okay. In what way?
I think that you go on and say, you know, reflecting back on my younger self, I really, really didn't think that I'd be the parent.
Sorry, question. You go online?
Yeah, I think you can. But you never, but you don't address her or the post directly. You just do a generic post about how when you were younger and you decided a few years ago that you really, really wanted a family.
This is always where you and I part ways, though. Because here's the thing. But you think that by just putting it out there and not addressing her directly, I'm making the air quotes directly, that you're not fighting, and everybody knows what you're doing.
So you just want him to ignore it then?
No.
Oh.
But please continue.
Okay. I'm not going through this. I watched the show Love is Blind, and there is something very similar to this happening on Love is Blind between Renee and Carter, and they didn't even show their like timeline of love and basically erase them off the show because there's some sort of like weird lawsuit thing happening. And she is going out there and she is saying that it was all on him, that he did something and blah, 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 and all this stuff. So now Carter's going out there like, I wasn't going to say anything, but you just keep going in and hammering in and hammering in that I have to clear my name because at this point now people think I'm a garbage person.
Sure. And you know who I care about in this situation?
Who?
My friends. So I'm going to address it with my friends. Face to face, in person. I am not, me personally, I'm not fighting with you online. I'm not. You can go ahead and operate in a vacuum. I try so hard now, even if it's something I care about, I try not to read the comments because all it does is make me mad. Mm-hmm. Like if it's a sports team, you know, or something, even now, okay, even now, I don't know why I do this. I don't know why I feel compelled, but a post about the Aces or the championship parade or something like that. Why I feel the need to go into the comments, I have no idea. But inevitably, there's some dope that goes, who are they? Or, you know, or take some shot at the WNBA.
Whatever it is.
Or, you know, where did they find time, you know, when they should be making me a sandwich?
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. All of that stuff. And I want to destroy people. I want to, you know, Hulk out and just smash. You know, I want to, but I'm just not going to do that.
Uh-huh.
So A, I'm not reading the comments. B, I'm going to tell my friends, hey, I don't know what she's talking about, but this is how it went down from my perspective. And then your friends are going to be your friend, but I'm not fighting online with nobody.
Oh, good for you.
I don't fight online with nobody.
What? I would 100% report
that. That sounded sarcastic.
No, I think that's actually really smart because your friends are your friends. I think that's, I wish I could do that. The problem is that either I will go on and make a post or I will report her post and say I did not approve of this because it's an image of me. Please take the post down.
And this, ladies and gentlemen, is the catty side of Kayla that you don't get to always see. I don't.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
I think I might start. I might make this a regular thing. Chet Buchanan Show, the Relationship Rehab Postgame Show. Additional analysis and a recap of today's action in Relationship Rehab. I love this. By the way, during yesterday's Chargers-Chiefs game, yes, they showed Taylor Swift.
Of course.
I love watching people's heads explode over that. I can't believe they show it, damn it. She's a star. She's dating the guy. She's there. This is going to happen, people. Just give in to it. Just stop watching the Chiefs.
Thank you. Yeah, I asked my father-in-law to get his gauge on it, and he's like, nah, I love it. I think this is great, and he's a big sports guy.
Inspired by Taylor's song, You Belong With Me, they had a graphic because it was National Tight Ends Day yesterday for all who celebrate. You Belong With T.E. this season because Travis Kelce's tight end. And he does better when she's there.
So?
Well, it's just official now. Don't get all indignant. Nobody's fighting with you.
You are being very supportive right now. I'm like, SeaWorld?
Yeah, it gave me the so. I'm like, wait a minute.
Why are my oddly so defensive?
Fighting with me? Yeah. Travis apparently averages 99 yards per game when Taylor is there, but only 46 and a half when he's, quote, member of the lyric left to his own devices.
Mm-hmm.
You belong with me. And last night with Taylor there, he had 179 yards. Now, also in related news, it looks like Taylor and Brittany Mahomes have their own special handshake that I found mildly grating, but it was kind of funny. It was like, okay, well, we need to do this, I guess.
Yeah.
So fine.
Whatever.
Yeah. And by the way, Mahomes, Patrick, that's the guy. He was great yesterday too.
Yeah.
He had over 400.
It was just fun to watch.
Yeah, he really is. And honestly, if you get a chance, there was a Netflix show called Quarterback. And he's great. And honestly, I was no Brittany Mahomes fan before, but that had a lot more to do with Travis's brother. When Brittany and the brother were doing social media stuff together and they were,
or Patrick's brother.
What did I say? Travis again?
Yeah, I was like, why was she hanging out with Jason Kelce?
No,
you're good.
Patrick's brother, who's just a goof. And it was like, okay, you two are not the stars.
Yeah.
Patrick is the star.
Yeah.
You two are not the stars. She's less annoying now to me.
Yeah.
But, all right. So back to relationship rehab. So they divorced 3 years ago. He wanted kids. She did not. Now, and that's really where it kind of all started and ended.
Yeah.
Then now he's with someone new. They're expecting, they're engaged, yada, yada. She put it out there. Now the ex is talking mess, saying that he left her because she was infertile, which apparently is not the truth. And so, Tia, how do you fight this?
You don't fight it at all. Women are so emotional. It's so crazy. There's nothing to fight. Like, she's sharing her truth. I don't know why she went to the internet for it. She should have a friend or find someone professional.
That's what people do. Because they want to be in the comments having people going, it's okay, boo-boo. You're the greatest.
Exactly. Exactly. But, I mean, at the end of the day, she's sharing her truth. That's how she perceived their interaction. And his interaction is what he wrote about. And that ultimately, whether she discussed it with him or not, she couldn't have children. He wanted children. What I find ironic is when he changed his mind, why did she have to change hers? So they were going to break up regardless.
Right.
He's with someone now. Why does what she feel and what her truth? Because he should have left that relationship behind and closed that door.
The part that I find interesting is you're saying her truth, her truth, her truth. But
his too. This is his truth as well.
Yeah,
he wrote about it. You know?
But she's saying he left because she was infertile. And he's like, whoa, that never came up.
Well,
that part
exactly.
never came up. And they had discussed other options. So
correct. But she didn't want to change her mind.
But her truth.
So that's her truth. And he did want to change his mind. So that's his. They both have their own version.
I guess we could argue about that, but it sounds like her truth is a lie.
I do agree, but that's still her. It's so real to her. She found the need to write about it. I think it's overdramatic. We're divorced. He's moved on. Clearly, he's starting afresh and anew with someone else. Why did there need to be, at this point in time, all these years later, while you guys, we all know that you're broken up, why did there need to be a revisit of the details of what occurred?
Because she's hurt.
You're not to, yeah, she is hurt. She definitely is, which is why I said she needed to speak to someone, perhaps a professional. And, you know, because all she's doing, taking it to the internet, is like you said, this is a big pity party, and she's trying to get all of the woo-woo-woos, ooh-woo-saw on her side. It's too extra, though. It's so extra.
It's 2023. Women. It's what we do. It's what we do. Guys do it, too. No, thank you're great, and you're so rational, and you're so wise.
I know, very calm.
Yeah, I know, you're so calm. I even tried to bait you, and you wouldn't take the bait.
My dad raised me.
Right. You ain't putting up with that.
when I see this stuff, I'm like, why are women so passionate? Why are women so out? This is just, it's so minor compared to what could be going on. We have our health, we have a fresh start. Things clearly didn't work out. If she's ranting and bringing up anything other than the infertility, which it sounds like she is, then she's still holding on to, you know, some parts of the relationship that didn't bring her joy.
But she is. She's taking shots at the new fiance, too, in that post. Oh, seeing this.
She is?
Seeing this has brought me back to zero, is what she said. Seeing this entire post about my ex now having a baby with his new fiance has brought me back to zero, or whatever the case was.
There's the other thing, too. Why, and what are you doing following the ex? You know what I mean? What are you doing following the ex? Stop it. Just to live your life. But that would be nice, but people, that's just not how people operate. It's just not, it's not what people do.
I think that he's reacting on a defense mechanism alone, because now you're attacking not only him and his child, but also the person that he's choosing to spend his life with. Now, as the ex-wife, you're attacking that entire party. So I think there's a little defense there as well.
Sure.
I think he wants to have one. But if we're being rational, and he sounds like he was the more rational person, and even how he explained it in his letter, when do we kind of put emotion to the side? And we just, you know, act from a point of understanding. I guess I can understand that she's feeling a type of way. We are no longer together. I am now starting afresh with someone new. I'm just going to, you know, leave it here, because I don't want to bring negativity or anything from the past into something I have. Like, at some point, someone has to just be the bigger person, I guess.
Right. And that's why I'm saying you don't reply online. That's why I'm saying you just tell your friends your side. You go, hey, look, this is okay. That's what she said. This is what I say. You guys decide. Tia, you're fantastic. Have a great day.
Thank you.
So good. And you said text line. Boy, how do we follow that, suckers? Tia was great.
Someone said he should make a post stating that he is only going to address this once, and that he did not divorce her because she was infertile, but they divorced. Because she did not want children and he did.
Yeah, but you're talking to a bunch of people that it doesn't matter. You're talking to a bunch of people who've got popcorn that are in the audience, and you know what I mean? It's nuts. You talk to the people that matter.
That's fair. Someone else did say that he should just pull a Johnny Depp and sue her for defamation.
Sure, that won't inflame things at all.
No.
That's a great idea.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It's the more you know before we go. Kayla, there was a guy who was a catcher back in the 80s when I was a young man. His name is Gary Carter. He was catcher for the Montreal Expos. He played for the New York Mets. And apparently, man, I'll tell you what, I thought he was all right before. Now, he may be my favorite. He's the first person to refer to the F word as an F bomb.
He's the OG F bomb.
There is a quote from him in Newsday, which is a New York newspaper, in 1988, where he says an umpire threw him out of a game for, quote, using the F-bomb, and that is the first recorded, you know, that's the earliest that we can find that anybody called the F-word an F-bomb. Gary Carter, sear that into your memory.
That's awesome, dude. I love it.
That's knowledge you can use.
Yeah, that's my first baseball uniform that I ever purchased is a Gary Carter uniform now because he's my hero.
You wore number 8, which a lot of people find, yeah, a lot of people yeah. find that to be a lucky number. In the original He-Man cartoons in the early 80s, He-Man could not use his sword as a weapon because of broadcast standards rules. The only enemies that he was allowed to destroy were robots.
Okay.
I don't know. Disney originally had Aladdin set in Baghdad, but when the Gulf War broke out, they mixed the letters around, swapped a few out, and just turned it into Agrabah.
So, oh, interesting.
Okay. 22% of people say the first time they figured out how to send text messages was when they were voting for American Idol.
That's not a lie. This is how my mom learned how to text, because she had like an old school, those like little tiny black flip phones or whatever was her first one. And that's how she learned how to text. That's so funny.
Sadly, I didn't realize that these were going to be the greatest More You Know Before We Go ever.
It's pretty solid.
And
yeah.
on a Monday, no less. Who knew? Both China and Japan have Eiffel Towers that are taller than the one that is in Paris.
Really? Where? That's
China
fascinating.
And Japan. Japan. What do you, what? You Google on your own time. I don't have time for that. Where, she says. Well, let me grab you by the hand and lead you over. No, they're not exact copies, but they're among dozens of structures across the world that look quite similar and were reportedly inspired by the Eiffel Tower. We have several of them, who knew, in the United States, including the Eiffel Tower replica that is here in Las Vegas. Our Eiffel Tower, believe it or not, is only half the size of the real one. The real one is 1,000 feet tall, which is about as tall as the stratosphere. And wow. Yeah, and obviously the one in front of the Paris is not that tall, but still, that's something else. And yeah. That's the More You Know Before We Go. Before we get out of here, Kayla's got a joke.
So what type of roosters lay eggs?
I'm not even gonna.
I know you're a rooster expert. Yeah.
I know none of them because they're roosters. But obviously that's not the answer. And that wouldn't be very much fun now, would it?
No.
So I'm sure, yeah. I'm sure Kayla's got a little something for us in just a minute.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
This is the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Okay, so for here's Kayla's completely scientifically inaccurate.
What type of roosters lay eggs?
Yeah, none. None of them.
No, Himalayan.
Wow, dude. You've been waiting for that all weekend, haven't you?
So you've been
giggling about that since about 12:30 on Friday.
Oh yeah, absolutely, yeah.
God, seriously, how many times over the weekend did you go, God, I can't wait for Monday?
I told that joke like four times this weekend. Like, no, I told that four separate people and they all loved
it.
So, yeah.
Himalayan. All right. That's a good start. Let's go. Let's build off of that. Everybody have a great day. Have a great week. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Good morning.
This is the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Okay, so for here's Kayla's completely scientifically inaccurate joke.
What type of roosters lay eggs?
Yeah, no, none. None of them?
No. Himalayan.
Wow, dude. You've been waiting for that all weekend, haven't you?
So you've been
giggling about that since about 12:30 on Friday.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
God, seriously, how many times over the weekend did you go, God, I can't wait for Monday?
I told that joke like four times this weekend. Like, no, I told that four separate people and they all loved it. So, yeah.
Himalayan. All right. That's a good start. Let's go. Let's build off of that. Everybody have a great day. Have a great week. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.